This is an All Ears English bonus episode. Want to become more spontaneous in English? Here's how. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. What qualities are we looking for in the 8 lucky All Ears English listeners who will be selected to join our English adventure in Boston in August? Find out today and find out how to become more spontaneous when you speak English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
Good. Summer is here. We get to go to a free outdoor music concert tonight.
Oh, that sounds so much fun. Sounds like so much fun. I mean, when the summertime comes around, I start to think about putting together adventures. How about you?
Oh, completely. Summer is all about adventures. It's about road trips. It's about trying something new and experiencing new places. Just really just being out in the world because the weather allows you to do this. Most people exactly. have like more free time in the summer, right? From school yep. or work. So yep. yeah.
It's about trying something new, maybe becoming someone new, pushing ourselves beyond our limits, right? And so, guys, that's why we're here today to remind you about the Urban English Adventures program yes. that you can apply for August 18th, 19th, and 20th. Jessica, how are you feeling about this program? Are you excited?
So excited. You guys, this is going to be amazing. And yes. Lindsay just told me that maybe I'm spilling a secret here. Maybe it's a spoiler.
No, that's okay. Something you can spill the secret. That's okay.
Something about baseball tickets.
Baseball, yeah.
Guys, if you want the full American experience to really be immersed in the culture, right? You're not just traveling somewhere to like visit a tourist landmark with your friend that also speaks Chinese or also speaks Thai or Portuguese, right?
Exactly,
you are
exactly.
going to, with a specific purpose, to speak mm-hmm. English, to live English the whole time.
Yes, yes, exactly. And as Jessica mentioned, which we did reveal this on the show last week, the big secret is that you guys, you 8 lucky All Ears English listeners who are going to join us in Boston are going to be able to come with our group to a Red Sox-Yankees game. Big deal. It's a night game, a Saturday night game.
Oh my God.
I mean, that is like the height, right? Mid-August, nighttime game, Red Sox-Yankees. It doesn't get any better than this, guys. It doesn't get any more American than that. That's for sure.
Seriously. And talk about like American cultural history, those two teams.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes. And we'll talk about when you guys are on the trip with us, we'll talk about why this matchup is so intense and so cool. loaded. We'll talk about the history of the great Bambino, Babe Ruth, and it goes back to a long time ago. But anyways, you guys are good. That's going to be one of the highlights of the weekend, but it's only one part of the weekend, right? But today, Jessica, let's talk about
what kind of students we're looking for on this trip. Because again, there's only 8 spots. We've already interviewed a few people, but mm-hmm. we want to encourage if you guys, if this sounds like you, you should be sending in your application like now or like yesterday, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yesterday, guys. I love that as I wonder if people say this in other languages. Like,
yeah, I wonder.
To communicate the, like, we need it now, you guys, like to communicate the urgency of something. If somebody's like, when do you need this? And you're like, yesterday. So yeah. This really communicates the urgency, guys, because like Lindsay said, there are only 8 lucky people who will get to have this cultural immersion adventure experience. So who yeah. are we looking for? I think so far, the video interviews that I've been most impressed with, that I'm like, these people need to be in this program because they will benefit from it the most. The people who are like genuinely excited about learning English, you know, that they are... They're intermediate or above. Yes. It's not about which specific level you're at. It's about just being able to and wanting to communicate in English. And, but also knowing that like this adventure is really going to like push me to that next level. It's really going to push me out, you know, I'm going to learn so much here. And also, I think another characteristic that we're really looking for is just like the open-minded curiosity. You know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's the kind of person who maybe you feel like you've never had a chance to take that risk, right? It's the kind of person who, you know, this is different, guys. This is not passive learning. You are going to be out in the community of Boston. We're going to be going on little challenges, competitions, and missions to try to complete a goal, okay? As a team and in competition with each other too. So this is a very active way of learning English. This is the opposite of sitting in a classroom and getting lectured, which is what you're used to. So if go ahead.
I think, you know, when Lindsay and I are having so much fun coming up with the activities you guys are going to get to do. Yes. And I think we've been inspired in some part from some of the like reality type shows that like have contestants doing competitions in cities, right? Like you have to go to the grocery store and get like 5 new ingredients and make a dish or you have, you know, like these really like adventurous type thing. So I think, you know, I think a lot of people when they like they're learning English and they're like, okay, I'm going to take a trip to New York and this is going to, I'm going to speak English and learn stuff. But that's not exactly guaranteed, you know?
Of course not.
It's not specifically for learning, but this is designed not only for you to get to know Boston, to learn about culture and the how we live that you're not going to get by just being a tourist, but it's also with the purpose of learning.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of people, when they say they want to see New York, they want to see Boston, they might book a tour. So you end up in a huge tour group.
Right.
And yeah, maybe the guide speaks English, but that's it. You're probably with people from your own country or just speaking in your own language with your family. And then on the other hand, some people book language schools, right, where they come to Boston, they come to New York, and they sit in a classroom for a month. And they really don't learn much because they just end up speaking with people from their own country, right, guys? I'm sure some of you will find this familiar.
That's what I did in Spain.
exactly. And we know that that happens. And we know that maybe you have the afternoon free to go explore the city, but you're probably just going with people from your home country, or maybe you are going with your classmates from different places. But how do you know if they're making mistakes in their English, right? That's why in this program, when we come back and we reflect on our challenges, you're going to have a chance to get corrected too, right? So it's not just, you know, you are going to have your corrections and you're going to learn stuff and really build those skills. Okay, guys, cool.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think a nice way to think about this is sort of structured adventure, you know?
Yeah, because, yeah, that's right.
Like, what's common between those two cases, the tourist or the language school student? Those are both passive. Those are both like, I'm going to show up in this situation and then the English will just happen. English will just like come to me. And on some level, well, probably a very conscious level, you know that you need to have the impetus to have your own momentum to get out there and put yourself in challenging situations. But that's hard. That is not easy. So like this is why this is the structured active adventure, because we're going to like physically place you in the situations
that you need
to really push yourself and really experience the language.
Exactly. We're going to connect you with the real Bostonians, the native speakers, you know, to have those conversations. And then the more spontaneous adventures, as Jessica said, maybe one of them will be in the grocery store and you need to complete a certain task, a specific task.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you the tools that you need to go into that task. So that's why we call it structured adventure, right? We prepare you before we go in, give you the phrases you need, the skills you need to center yourself and stay calm. And then it's up to you to go in and be active and be somewhat spontaneous. So that's why, coming back to the type of student that we're looking for, this isn't for everyone, guys, but I do think that a lot of our listeners are this type of student, right? It's this type of student that, you know, you want to learn to be more spontaneous in English, right?
Yeah.
Spontaneity. That's what you want in your skills.
Well, that's what you need to communicate. I mean, we've spoken before about the spontaneous creativity that defines language, right? Saying a sentence that has never been said before, just being able to like put your ideas out there to communicate what you want to. And you need confidence for that. You also need practice for that. You can't just like wake up one day and say, okay, I'm going to fly to New York and I'm going to go talk to everyone and like have a bunch of native speaker friends. Like, it's not that easy. So this is sort of like the in-between step that
it's
gets
the bridge,
you
right?
from, yeah. it's the bridge from where you are now to like, you know what you want to do. You guys know why you're learning English. You enjoy it, but you're not quite ready to have the English life that you want. So this is why this like mid step is so important, to get the tools, to get the experience, and then you'll be able to participate. Yeah. You'll be able to fly to another city and have a completely different experience than you would have had otherwise.
Oh my God. And that's true. And the fact is, like, right now, there's nothing else out there that's doing this, guys. This is a brand new concept that we're inventing for all your English listeners.
Yeah.
There are no other schools do this right now, guys. And this is a unique experience that we're going to create and tailor for you. Okay. And just for 8 lucky all ears English listeners. Again, we're looking for people who are spontaneous, who want to learn in an active adventure, right? You're ready to talk with native speakers. You want to go to the places that locals go to in Boston, right?
Exactly.
We're going to take, like, just like we took you to, if you're in our course, the Connected Communicator, we took you to a donut shop in Chicago there that locals go to. You know, we're going to take you to the local spots to see what locals do and talk with locals to build those real skills, right? So if this is you, if this sounds like you, then we want to encourage you to apply, right, Jessica?
Definitely. Guys, you really have to take the next step here. You know, I mean, this, like we said, we want an active learner. And Lindsay said this isn't for everybody. It's not. But you know what? Guys, I think it is for most of you, because we know that you are motivated and active. That is why you choose to listen to an English podcast. That is why you have spent your time to look for ways to learn English that are more interesting, that are giving you the skills and the information that you don't get in the classroom. So we already know that you want to do this, right? So this is going to take place in August, but guys, you have to have your video submitted, your application submitted before July 7th. But like Lindsay said, yesterday would be better.
That's right. So last week on this bonus episode with Michelle, we talked about how you guys could differentiate yourself, right? Because there's a little bit of competition for these 8 spots. Mm. But the way to differentiate yourself would be to actually submit your video introduction, because we're not sure why, but a lot of people are applying and they're not sending in their video introduction, and we're not exactly sure what's going on there.
We've tried to rewrite the application. We've tried.
Yeah.
It is clear on there, guys, that the video is a necessary part of the application. We have to know. I mean, a lot of people have already applied, you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not, I mean, we're not going to interview like 500 people.
Right.
If we don't already know that they have a chance, right?
Yes.
They are actually the person we're looking for. So if you guys are the person we described today, if you are curious, if you are motivated, if you really have a future goal of participating in life as an adventure with English, it's not just about traveling around America. It's about moving to the next step in your job. It's about being able to travel anywhere in the world, because English is how we communicate to other people. So, guys, if you're curious, if you're motivated, then you have to do this. Get on it. And the video, you guys, it's not super long.
No,
Lindsay and
no.
Michelle already explained it to you.
Yep.
So it's nothing scary.
Exactly, guys. So really, their first step is to go to allearsenglish.com/Boston. You'll watch a video with me where I'm describing the program a little bit more, guys. And then you will enter your email. You'll get on the list and you'll get redirected to the instructions on how to apply. It's very simple. There's about 4 questions.
Perfect.
And that last question, you want to insert your link to your video. Very simple video. And we tell you exactly what to put in it. If we like your video and we like your application, we will invite you for an interview where you get to meet with me or maybe Jessica next week. We'll see, right? Because I'm going on vacation next week. So,
oh, great. Then I get to interview you guys. Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. So you get to meet with one of us. And then we will see if this is a match for you, right? And then we'll ask more questions and you'll get to ask any questions you want at that point, guys. But you got to take the first step. Go over to allearsenglish.com/Boston. And we're so excited to meet you guys. All right. Very cool.
It's going to be so amazing. I'm so excited about this trip.
Me too. That's so good. All right. Very cool. So, Jessica, we'll talk to you next time. Thanks for hanging out.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good day, Lindsay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.